Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk, bitch. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk Bish _ gonna talk about, here you go, crunching ice, and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a Tootsie fucking roll. It's a Tootsie roll. That's what you get, thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk Bish
_
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Turk Bish. I'm back in the motherfucking building. I know y'all miss me. It's your boy, we talk with Turk. With Power 109 Radio. Once again, I gotta give my shout outs. Y'all already know how I do in the beginning of each episode. So shout out to Power 109 Radio, first and foremost, for giving me my big shot on radio. I really appreciate you guys. I'm gonna keep doing this thing. I keep leveling up every month. Something new is happening, and I'm grateful to God. So thank y'all as well, Power 109 Radio family. Shout out to Lettucey. Lettucey gave me a sound bite, my first official radio sound bite. I had some Nikki sound bites saying my name, of course, but my first official one came from Lettucey, where I actually was in front of her face and she gave it to me. So shout out to Lettucey, and y'all gonna hear that official sound bite coming very, very soon in the next few episodes. I had to come back and do a podcast episode for you guys because I know it's been a long time. But shout out to the country Turkey, because that's the country that's holding on the charts. I don't even have to put out an episode and I'm still charting. Look at God. Shout out to the country Turkey. Y'all be doing y'all things, supporting the kid. I really appreciate it. And I'm gonna keep leveling up, giving y'all content. I had to take a break. Everybody needs self-care. Everybody needs to take care of their mental health and their physical health. So I had to do the same. So I had to step back and I had to reassess. I had to get some new things equipped for Talk with Turk, for Power 109 Radio. Once again, we are locked in and we are going to go ahead and just get into some things. I know y'all miss me, so we're gonna talk about it. Shout out to the queen, Nicki Minaj. Shout out to the queen. I know y'all heard about that little controversy I made on Twitter last week when the song released. A lot of the barbs was mad at me, but y'all know I got love for y'all already. Y'all already know. Shout out to Nicki. She already know that I am loyal. Still follows me, so y'all thought y'all were gonna take that follow away from me. You thought wrong. Put your big clown nose on, because she still follows me, still liking my tweets, still retweeting me. She loves the kid, you know? You know, it's only a matter of time before I get her on this radio. And when I do, y'all ain't gonna be able to say shit. Nothing. to the kid. You hear me? I'm going to talk my shit. And you already know, it's a lot of people I want to go in on, too, because a lot of y'all been talking reckless and been getting real slick at the mouth. And it's like, honey, we can definitely roll the tapes back. Roll them back, like NeNe said. The fabulous, the queen of reality TV, NeNe Leakes, as well as Tiffany Pollard. You know they got some good punchlines. And I'm just rambling right now because a lot of people like to talk shit about me, what I got going on, my platform, my brand, and telling me what I need to do, what I don't need to do. Look, God got me covered. I have a lot of faith in God, and that's what a lot of y'all don't understand. I am the chosen one. I am chosen by God because I am a child of God, okay? You hear me? So whatever I want, it will come to pass. It does not matter what y'all say. It does not matter how y'all feel about me. Your opinion is your opinion, just like my opinion is my opinion. And it's a lot of things I can say about a lot of y'all, especially, you know what? I ain't even gonna go into that because, honey, it's one bitch I'm definitely going to read on this episode. We're going to get into it because I don't give a fuck. This is my platform. I can say what I want to say, you know. And if you're a mad bitch, send a cease and desist letter. I'll never say your name because you never need that much clout from me over here, okay? And you'll never get it. You need it. You need it. And you had to damn transform into another person. You had to go from men to female. From male to female, excuse me. I'm mad right now, so I'm just talking shit. You had to go to male to female. Because you weren't confident in yourself. So don't ever get it twisted, boo. Okay? And you know who you are because I'm pretty sure you're tuned in just like the minion you are. So you can go back and report everything that Turk Bitch said to all the bitches that don't like me. But it is what it is. I'm going to get into some hot topics as well on this episode. Y'all already know what it's giving. We're going to get into some red ruby to sleeves. Y'all already know. Shout out again to everybody supporting me. I love all of y'all. And thank you for continuing to engage on my social medias. I really appreciate it. And we have a lot of things in store. I am working. I am behind the scenes. I'm emailing people day to day on my business shit. See, the difference is I run businesses. If I ain't employ you, then what the business is? I have staff roll up like what the business is. You know what I'm saying? So it is whatever. And I'm working hard. So don't be saying I'm not doing nothing. Don't be talking shit about me because you're not in my position. You can get in my position. No, actually, you can't get in my position because I'm the only one standing in my position. But you can get your own position and get where you need to be. Work hard. And that's what I'm going to say. And the only reason why I'm popping my shit is because I have not popped my shit on my shit. And I definitely deserve to. Okay? I definitely deserve to. I put in the fucking work without being a visual podcast. Just by letting everybody hear my name. Type me in Google, boo. Turk Bitch. Turk Bitch, type me in. I'm going to pull up everywhere. That's pages, publications, articles. My name is in, boo. Don't get it twisted. Like I said, don't come for me. Because we can definitely run down some resumes. And we're going to see which one is longer. We're going to see the impact. We're going to see the brand. Because if I type in your name in Google, boo, boo, either one, your male name or your female name, it's not gonna come up. It ain't gonna come out. Because why? You have no impact. The only thing it'll come up in is you walking a ball. You walking a ball. Your impact is ballroom throwbacks. Sorry for you, boo. Legendary is over now. It's over on HBO Max. It got canceled, boo. Looks like you missed your shot. Woo! Y'all really be thinking, y'all can come for me. You can't come for me. You can't come for me. Only my nigga, he can come for me. Yeah. Look, I'm trying to be like Nicki Minaj right now, and I'm just having fun with my listeners who are really with the shits, who are really supportive. I really love all of y'all, but you know what I'm saying? Like, just thank everybody who has been supporting me, have not been a bona fide hater. You BHs. The first and last letter in Bish. Ooh. Y'all, for all my listeners, I gotta come up with a name for y'all as well, because y'all have been emailing me and messaging me on Instagram asking me, when are we getting our official name for the listeners and subscribers? I'm like, okay, I've been trying to think of stuff, y'all. It's not that easy, but just wait till we get over to the YouTube. Wait till we get over to the YouTube, because YouTube is where we're going to maximize the show. We're going to get into some more things. I'm going to give y'all daily tea, daily updates. I'll be doing daily videos. Y'all, I am lit. Why am I just so lit right now? I'm just like lit. I'm just talking freely with y'all. I love y'all. Like, y'all have really been supporting me. We've been able to monetize on Spotify, on Facebook. So I am grateful. Like, I'm grateful. Like, I honestly am. So, you know, what God giveth, he can take it away. So that's why I'm always humble. But sometimes, every now and then, you gotta pop your shit. You gotta remind them. And for the people who don't know, I do have a slight speech impediment sometimes. So sometimes I could be speaking so fast that I'll forget to say a word, or I'll skip over words, or I'll say words and you can't understand them. So, therefore, sometimes I have to switch up the tune, the tone, all of that. I've been dealing with that since a kid. You see? You heard it right there? Like, I've been... Now I'm thinking about it heavily. I can't even talk. I've been dealing with it since a kid. I had to even go to speech therapy and speech classes and all of that good stuff just to get where I am now. Now, don't get it twisted now. I'm smart as hell. I'm very intellectual. I'm very book smart. I just don't have no damn common sense at all whatsoever. And my man tell me that all the time, you know. So, you know, my job has been going well. I've been getting, I got a new job, you guys. A new career. I work at the hospital now. I'm not going to say which one, so that you guys can't try to get me fired or try to send some crazy stuff to my job. Like, no, we're not doing that, okay? If you want to send me stuff because y'all love the show, then just email me and we'll get it to me, okay? So thank all of y'all once again for the love, the emails, the DMs, the comments. I love it. I love the support. That's what we are here to do. And every time I get some news, I'm going to try to give y'all some news. So this is a long-ass intro. I'm about to cut it real quick. Let's get...
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Into some music, then we're gonna come back for some hot topics. Alright, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish, just talk with me.
Talk with Turk Bish. Turk Bish.
At Turk Bish _ gonna talk about here you go, crunching ice in our ear. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get, thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we are back. Y'all already know what segment it is. It's time to get into some hot gossip. I always say it like that. I don't want to say let's get into some things because that's Nikki's slogan. So I'm heavily influenced by the queen, but I ain't gonna steal her because I ain't trying to get sued like these other content creators, okay? Period. So, let's get into some hot gossip, some hot tea, what's hot in the streets. It's looking like Ice Spice and Latto is having some type of I don't know, underlying beef. I don't know if Lotto is jealous of the success that Ice Spice is getting. You know, ever since Lotto pulled that little stunt with everybody in the media with Nicki, going against Nicki and recording her doing illegal things that was just, you know, sneaky and snaky. People really have fell back from her and her music. You know, her recent song that she put out really didn't do that well. So it's kind of surprising to see where she's headed in her career. You know, I don't see much more coming from her, much more growth at this point, because it's the same thing. And you know, there's a new wave now with Ice Spice, and I feel like Lotto is feeling like Ice Spice is taking that shine from her, that spotlight. Because you know, they always say in the industry that when it comes to artists and female rappers, that the industry tends to go for the lighter skinned artists. And so this would be the battle of the light skins at the moment, I guess you could say, which sounds very colorist. However, it's the truth. And because we need to start implementing more talent, showcasing more talent of different talent that has different skin tones and complexions, that's something that we should look into and look towards to do, because it's only right, because everybody has talent. There's a lot of people out there, and it's not fair that the lighter skinned artists always get that shine. But in terms of Lotto and Ice Spice, like I said, it seems like Lotto is a little jealous of the spotlight that she is getting. So it's very telling to see, you know, Lotto recently posted a picture doing the same pose that Ice Spice has on her EP cover, and a lot of fans took to social media saying that it was shade. You know, they said that she has shade in her so many times. So I'm ready to see how this plays out. Let's see how it goes. Now on to other news. Brandy is reprising her role in Cinderella. You remember when she played Cinderella? So she's reprising her role as Cinderella in the new Disney movie, The Rise of Red, coming soon, The Disney Descendants. And that's going to be on Disney Plus. So I'm really excited for this. I'm not sure about everybody else, but we already know Brandy has the voice. She can definitely sing. She can act. And so we're going to have to definitely just watch out for that, because it's going to probably feel so nostalgic. So let's just look out for that. Now, also, Bia announces her new record, I'm That Bitch, with Timbaland, that will be dropping this Friday, as well as a sample by Missy Elliott. So let's just see how she's going to do, because Bia has been dropping hits. She also had songs with J. Cole early on in her career, Nicki Minaj. And speaking of Nicki Minaj, she just released Red Ruby the Sleeves, where she is spinning lethal bars. A lot of bars that will go over y'all head, honestly. So y'all need to get into that. So Lotto, we were just talking about her. She reportedly has to complete 120 hours of community service and avoid all firearms to dodge the LAX gun charge. Now, do y'all remember when she was going through the airport and there was a loaded Glock 17 in her Birkin? And she got locked up and they let her out in a few hours. She booked a $75,000 jet to her show in Alabama and still made it on time. So she was like, no cap in my rap. Like, girl, okay, you got locked up, okay? You're not a gangster like you want us to believe, okay? So, anywho. Okay, so now I know y'all ready to talk about this drama with SWV and Escape. And that's what I really wanted to do this video about. I don't care about anything else in the news right now, because this is what's being talked about the most. Now, I also watched the show SWV and Escape, the Queens of R&B. And it's 3 episodes in, you guys. And that's a lot of things that I have to say. You know, as far as the group SWV, they have sold more records than Escape. But Escape has more impact and has more followers now because of the things that some of their group members were able to achieve and accomplish over the years, like Candy on Reality Housewives and songwriting, Tiny with her TV show with her kids and her husband, The Family Hustle, as well as writing other businesses. They both manage a lot of different businesses, so they've been able to really capitalize off Escape now, being that they have had so much success. Now, I also do believe, I do understand how Escape feels as far as the bill goes, as being the headliner, because you guys are so used to having a certain amount of money that you would have to take a pay cut in order to co-headline with SWV, because unfortunately, you guys' fee is higher than SWV's. Now, a lot of people in the black community will argue that SWV has more impact, and has more success. But the financial success, business, all of that lies on the side of Escape, because they have more experience in that. They have more, I don't know, platforms than SWV has. So the fee is not as much for SWV. They're not requesting SWV for the same amount that Escape is. And that's just facts. Like, even Don Juan recently said on his YouTube show, Tiny has spoke on it as well, and Candy has tried to clear up the situation. But I also understand where SWV is coming from, because it's like, okay, we signed up to do this TV show so that we can come together as queens of R&B, girl groups, successful girl groups, and show that we came back and can still do this thing that we can't co-headline for one night only or a few nights to where y'all cut y'all fee. But like I said, it's the business. Why would I take a pay cut to co-headline with somebody? No, that's not what I'm doing. Give me the same fee, then maybe we could talk about co-headlining. But I don't think the promoters would do that. So, or either just give SWV what Escape is being paid. But like I said, I think that the producers and people that are putting these shows together behind the scenes don't want to see that unity. They want to see the bickering. They want to see the fighting. The money is there. But of course, they want to see who's going to fight for that spot. Who's more hungry to be the headliner? Like, who's going to deliver what we need? Who's going to fill those seats based off the name alone? But I feel like those seats are going to be filled regardless, because it's SWV, it's Escape. Come on, they have hits, they have impact, they have songs that are passed down through generations that people know now. They have songs that are being sampled for the new generation to play around in music with. You know, Candy and Tiny recently had a debacle with Ed Sheeran over some of their lyrics that they wrote, that he used, or some type of melody that he used, and he had to come out of pocket for it. So you know what I'm saying? So the impact is there for Escape, the impact is there for SWV, but when you talk in terms of financial success and business and platforms, Escape, they really are in demand a little bit more, and that's just needless to say. And they can even go on the road with just three people. They don't need all four. It's lovely to see all four, but they've been able to capitalize over the years with just three. When Latasha left, when Candy left, you know, everybody was just kind of still working as Escape. And, you know, Candy even talking about how it was, you know, with them breaking up and how they asked her to be released from the group. She signed it, and so that's why she was not around. But when she came back, they all realized the money is there as a group, so we have to come back. So I just hate to see that this turned out. The show has been good. This last episode where they all sat down to talk about the tour and the business side of it, it just caused the internet to go into an uproar, as well as Tamika and her relationship with her mother. That was sad to see to play out, because who wants to be, you know, who wants to see that their parents are picking and choosing a favorite? You know, at times when I was young, I felt like that, and my siblings could have mighty well felt like that as well. But I looked at situations where I was like, I didn't get what they got. Sometimes, you know, it skipped me. I remember I wanted a four-wheeler for so long growing up, and a go-kart. My brother and sister was able to get it. And then it skipped me, but my nephew was able to get one, you know? So it's all about, you know, your parents sometimes, how they raise you. They don't realize the impact that they make on your life by the smallest things. It will stay with you and haunt you and stick with you. So I hate to see that Tamika had to go through that. And it's sad to see. So I'm really praying for her strength. So that's all I have for y'all today. I wanted to keep this short so that I could sit on top of stuff and give y'all stuff to listen to. So we're going to get into some more music. Make sure you check out Power 109 Radio on Sunday. I am going to be on the radio in the evening. Now, I was not on last Sunday, but I was on the Sunday before last. So I'm going to give y'all a good show this time. So stay tuned. I love y'all. Thank y'all for supporting me. Share, like, comment, subscribe. Please rate the episode and rate. Oh my God, did I just okay, well, R word to that button. How about that? Okay, so shout out to all of my listeners and subscribers. I love all of y'all. Do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.
Talk with Turk Bish.